knock a stick, a tin can with a stick, and it'd come running.
Mm-hmm. What about sheep?
I don't know. I've not been around sheep.
You know about pigs?
No, I know they call pigs, and I've heard on the TV a couple of years or so a hog calling contest, and some old gal won it.
How did it go?
I don't know. She just, me, me, get here, pig, pig. And old pig would come running. Of course, I didn't. Of course, she was just up in the grandstand calling the pigs, and I don't know if they hadn't had any pigs there.
What about chickens? How would you call them?
You cluck them.
How?
You would cluck like that. You can go in a room where there's a bunch of baby chicks, there'll be 500 or 1,000 or 2,000. And they'll all just be, and then they make a noise that drives you crazy. And I'll bet any amount of money that they want to bet that I can make every one of them shut up.
How do you do that?
Just go. And they'll all just listen to the mother. Uh-huh. They'll just stop. And for 10 seconds, there won't be a sound. And then one of them, and then they'll all start again. As soon as they get going good again, you cluck them up again like that, and they'll stop.
Uh-huh.
Try it sometime, going to feed store. But you got to have a whole bunch of chickens. We used to, there was a room out at the airport during the war, and they were shipping them, oh, 2,000 or 3,000 chicks a week, five at a time, by air to Mexico. And this fellow was trying to talk, and I said, I bet you I can make all these chickens shut up. Well, we got the betting, and we got up to $5, $10. And he says, if you can make those chickens shut up, I said, well, I don't know how long, but I'll make them shut up. He says, you can't do it. So we bet the money, and I collect them a few, and they all stop. He says, my God, that's funny. And then all of a sudden, they'd start. They'd start for, oh, 10, 15, 12 seconds. And they'd all start again.
Did you ever hear people say anything to a cow to get her to stand still so they can milk her?
Well, I ought to know what it is, but I don't. I never did milk much.
What about?
Steady, I guess, or hold still, or I don't know.
When you're plowing and you want the horse to turn left or right, what do you tell them?
Well, they say gee or haw. Mm-hmm. I don't know which is which. We never did use it.
What about to get them started? You tell them?
Get up.
And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to make them back up?
Back.
What's that?
Back.
And to stop them, you tell them.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. And something, if you want to move bricks or something heavy like that, something that has a wheel in the front and two handles.
A wheelbarrow.
And did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm?
A dairy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like Dairy Queen that did these ice cream parlors.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where milk and butter used to be stored before people had refrigerators? What was that?
Spring?
Uh-huh. How would you keep it?
In the spring?
Mm-hmm.
Or in a jug of water? Or in a pantry?
Mm-hmm. Where were potatoes?
A pantry that would let air through it, usually made out of lattice work screen.
Did you ever hear that called a safe?
No.
Where would potatoes or turnips be kept during the winter?
In the cellar, but we don't have cellars.
Wouldn't be?
What's that?
No one would store them around here?
No.
And say if you had some butter, and it had been kept too long, and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was...
spoiled?
Okay, or...
soured?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say it's rancid or foul?
Rancid, yeah. Yeah, rancid.
Uh-huh. And the kind of a hog meat that you can use for cooking with beans. Sort of fat.
Sow belly?
Huh?
Sow belly?
Uh-huh. What's that exactly?
Well, it's a fat part of the lower piece of the bacon, I think. I don't know.
When you talk about bacon, are you talking about the whole section of meat, or what you buy sliced nowadays, or just what?
Well, the bacon is a piece of meat that's over the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut off and